This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Hillary Clinton announced Sunday a campaign for the White House that would further expand abortion in America. At a time when the divide between those who oppose unlimited abortion and those who demand unlimited abortion is growing, those in the race against Clinton will have lots of opportunity to attack her while they try to select one among them to finally run against her. Recent polls show a majority of Americans oppose most abortions. Family and supporters of Lauryn Hill, the freshman at Mount St. Joseph College who died of a rare cancer Friday, are still finding, in a bittersweet manner, much to celebrate in her life. Not only are major sports and news personalities tweeting and reporting on her life, but her motto, "Never give up," and the attitude conveyed in her videos online are becoming a wellspring of inspiration for anyone having even one bad day. This is Life News Radio.
You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com.
A congressional audit shows $128 million in U.S. aid diverted from food aid to covering the overhead expenses of international abortion providers. By executive order, the move funding abortion advocates technically avoids paying for abortions. Assisted suicide legislation in Connecticut has been stopped this year. A large coalition united to inform legislators there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.